Now it is guest time in the studio, and I'm joined in the studio, as every month I am, by Tracy Johnson of Vita Health Group, NHS Talking Therapies, who's here every month to talk about different organisations and the way that you can get help with your mental health. And also joining us today is guest Leslie Woolhead of Blue Flower Support for People Living with Dementia. So very good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Morning.
Lovely to see you, Tracy, and lovely to meet you as well, Leslie.
Thank you.
So we're going to start off with Tracy, first of all. So mental health is, everybody's talking about mental health at the moment, and so they should, because a lot of people have been suffering in silence, and there is free help available, and you're here to tell us all about it.
Yes, yes. Hi, everyone. I'm here to tell you about the NHS Talking Therapies in Basildon and Brentwood. It's a free service. You can self-refer yourself into the service. There's no need to go to the GP. So if you are struggling with anxiety or stress or just having low mood, and that continues for a day or two or a week and then it goes into a week or two, don't sit there and, just get worse and worse. Reach out and get some help. And so you're thinking, how do I do that? So to get the free help from us, NHS Talking Therapies, you can call us on 01268 977 171, or you can go to our website, vitahealthgroup.co.uk, going to the Basildon and Brentwood page, and a little chatbot will come up. So it's like when you're shopping, a chatbot comes up and will ask you a few questions, and then they can book you in for an assessment. And the assessment will be in 1 to 2 weeks, and a therapist will call you, and that's where you can really open up about what's going on, what's troubling you, and then we can get you some therapy and some help to get you back on track. So if you feel like, oh, I'm not quite ready for therapy, but I'm having some bad weeks, it might be a good idea to come on and listen to some of our podcasts and our webinars that we've got on there. So again, onto the website, under the hub, we have podcasts on sleep, anxiety, menopause, older adult help, exam stress or family stress, all those types of things are on the website. You can download them to your phone and listen to them. And then if you have a listen and you think, oh, this is really helping me, I really would like some therapy, and just refer yourself in to get some therapy.
I was thinking the other day, I know so many people, including myself, because I met you, I went on to NHS Talking Therapies. And in my area, I was talking to a therapist up until about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Amazing. I looked forward to every Friday to having a chat. And it really, really helped to talk to somebody who wasn't family, wasn't friends, that you could honestly talk to.
Yeah.
Really made a huge amount of difference. Why do you think there is, because I know a lot of people with mental health issues, why do you think it's out there so much at the moment? Is it just because of lifestyle or the way that we live? Or,
yeah,
you know,
I think just, you know, everyone in their life is going to get stressed about something. It's just life events. It could be an exam. It could be, I'm getting older. I can't do the things that I used to do. And I'm quite that frustrating, and it can get you down. And so how we can really help, we help deal with those emotions, and how, so we can't deal with the, let's say, for example, you've been diagnosed with diabetes and you're getting your head around that. That can be really difficult emotionally. So we can't deal with the diabetes. Your health provider will help you with that. But we can help you get your head around it emotionally, and how to deal with those perhaps negative emotions that you come across. So your therapist will work with you on, you know, helping you through that and giving you tools and tips. So when you leave our therapy, you think, oh, I'm having another bad week, or I know exactly what to do. But if you do continue and you have bad week after week, you can come back in. If you think, oh, I'm having such a bad time, I've forgotten all the tools, you can refer yourself back in free of charge, and then we can work with you again. So it is about helping people understand anxiety, depression and low mood, and how to sort of have the tools to manage those. So although sometimes we can't deal with the peripheral side, so like maybe the diabetes or the stress of whatever is going on in your life or the exam stress, we can help you manage those emotions so you're able to deal with those things better.
And remember, that is all for free.
Yeah.
That's for free. Now, joining us in the studio is Leslie Woolhead of Blue Flower Support for People Living with Dementia. So it's lovely to speak to you this morning.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Lovely to meet you. So how did Blue Flower Support start, and how did you get, is it something you set up, or was it already there?
No, I set it up. The reason I set it up, I used to attend a peer group meeting at the Alzheimer's Society. And while I was in the peer group, my husband would be in a support group. Unfortunately, they told me he was too disruptive because he didn't want to follow the conversations they wanted him to. So we were told he couldn't go anymore. So because of that, I couldn't go anymore. The only other groups were, I believe it was Carers First at that time, used to do lunches, but you couldn't take your loved one with you. So carers couldn't go. Mm-hmm. So then I discovered somebody else had also been told they couldn't go to the peer group. So we decided to meet in Sainsbury's Cafe. And slowly, talking to people in the Dementia Cafe in Brentwood, we gathered more people. By the Christmas, there were nearly 20 of us. And I thought, I've got to do something official. But I've always been a bit of a doer. And I think if you're like that, it's good for you to get your teeth into something, you know, and just keep going.
So for people out there that might not know about dementia, can you explain about dementia and how it affects? Because it's not only the person with dementia, it is the carers, the partners, the family.
Right. I should say, the heading on our flyers says, for families facing the challenge of dementia. Mm. And that's exactly what we try and do. We're all carers. I looked after my husband for 10 years. I was lucky enough to be able to do it to the end. Most people can't. Most people, I wouldn't recommend them to, because if they're older to start with, it's a great strain to do that. There's just so much, and it's really hard to pick on anything and say, well, you know, this can happen and that can happen. You never know what's going to happen. You never know when. Mm-hmm. You have to take each day as it comes. And it's very hard, and you don't have anyone to talk to because the person you're looking after stops having conversations. Yeah. So apart from the carers that are coming in, if you have them, you've got no one to talk to.
Yeah, it can be very, very isolating.
Very
because
isolating.
Obviously, if you do have somebody who's getting late-stage dementia, you can't actually go out because you can't leave the person on their own.
That isn't always late stages. Sometimes that can happen quite quickly.
Yeah.
That's what I say. You can never tell people what's going to happen in what order. Mm-hmm. So all the meetings that I do, people can bring their loved one with them, regardless of how they are. We've had people come that can only stay for 5 minutes because the loved one can't sit there any longer. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. They still meet other people. And it's the meeting other people. And it works as a friendship group.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is great. Now, you've just come back from a trip, haven't you?
We have. We had a weekend away.
Yeah.
We stayed at a Warner's Hotel.
Lovely.
Maybe not the best one because it's not particularly wheelchair friendly. And we had 2 wheelchairs and 4 walkers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We only had 4 people with dementia. The rest of us are either widowed or people in a care home. But the holiday was enjoyed by everyone. Yeah. It was really good. And you can see the stress coming off people's faces after the first night.
So whereabouts do you meet? Is it once a week or is it fortnightly? And
we have 4 meetings a month.
Brilliant.
2 are in Hutton, 2 are in Brentwood. They're all between 10 and 12 in the morning, apart from Merrymead House. And we meet there between 1:30 and 3:30. Do you want me to give you the days?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, the first Monday, we're at Hutton Community Centre. The second Wednesday, we're at Sawyer's Church. The third Wednesday, we're at the Daily Bread Cafe. And the fourth Monday, we're at Merrymead House. We have our own room at 3 of them. The Daily Bread Cafe is slightly different because it's an open cafe. So although we can meet and chat to each other, we can't have a speaker, and we have to be a little bit more careful about what we talk about. And believe me, we talk about things that you wouldn't dream of talking about normally. It's quite surprising. If somebody's got a query, once they know other people, they're quite happy to ask.
Mm. That have come along, what difference have you actually seen in somebody that's joined the group to what they are now?
Apart from one couple, everybody that's joined has come back. they've all said they got something out of the very first meeting because they've met other people in the same situation as them. And they're able to, even if they just talk to one other person, they've realised that they're not alone with what they're coping with. There's other people coping with the same thing.
What would be the suggestion? I do know, I heard from somebody that the husband had gone to one of the groups. He had the dementia, so they would drop them off. And then they refused. They didn't want to go back to it anymore. So if they have to come along, if they don't have a carer to come in, how would you, is there a way you can work round with the person? Or just
They bring their loved one with them.
Yeah, and just...
Because I know what it was like.
Yeah.
You couldn't ever take them with you anywhere.
Yeah.
So, yes, the people with dementia are very welcome at the groups. Sometimes they find it hard, especially if a subject is mentioned that they're not happy about. And some people with dementia don't want anyone to know they've got dementia.
Yeah.
Which I think is a shame, because if other people know that you've got it, they're actually quite sympathetic.
Yeah, yeah.
And absolutely. It can make a lot of difference to everyday life. My husband still used to go and buy his newspaper, and he could always find his way home because one of the neighbours would direct him if he'd forgotten.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's as simple as that.
Is there any cost? Do people have to pay sort of put in for tea and coffee, or is it free? Or
they always put £2 in per person for their teas and biscuits.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't want to charge for people coming to the group.
Mm.
We did have a grant from the NHS the year before last, but unfortunately it was the Health Inequalities Fund, but they'll only fund you for 1 year. You can reapply after a few years.
Yeah.
And other than that, the only other grant we've had was from Louise McKinley. And that was like her personal thing that she does. I mean, obviously, we have rent to pay where we have the rooms. The Sawyers Church is actually funded by Right at Home, John Walsh, Right at Home. And he's supported me since I started the group. He actually helped me set it up in the first place.
And what has it brought to your life, Leslie?
To me?
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, in the negative view, after my husband died, I lost two carers 4 times a day. I wouldn't have had anybody knocking at my door. I'd have been on my own. Mm-hmm. And instead of that, I've got a good group of friends as well. Yeah. And I enjoy the weekends away and the lunches out, because if we haven't got a meeting, we try and have a lunch.
Yeah.
Tracy knows about them because she's come as well.
To the group. They're such a lovely group, and it's so apparent to see how they've all got a great friendship group together and how they all help each other. And I think it is that sort of everyone is experiencing the same thing, and so they've got someone to talk to. So it's absolutely fabulous for them, to be fair.
Yeah.
And it really is a lifeline, I think, for lots of people.
What I would love to see is other people that are in a similar position to how I was, in other words, 24/7 carers, that are doers, that would be willing to set up groups in their own area. Because I think we need groups like this, not only the whole of Essex, but the whole of the country.
Yeah.
I think it's really important. And the NHS can't fund everything anymore. That's become quite apparent. And I think self-help groups are the way to go.
Yes, absolutely.
If only I could get other people to take a bit of notice.